Imagine a world without waste. Imagine if you could make products and packaging right every time. It's possible with the help of SpecRite, the first cloud-based platform for specification data management. You can track and report on material usage year over year, run LCAs with the click of a button, and comply with new packaging regulations like EPR and the UK plastics tax. Go to specrite.com/sustainability to learn more.
Hey, today's podcast is brought to you by Myers Printing, which happens to be where I work as a senior vice president, and coincidentally is the best sustainable printing company in the entire United States. Myers is a third generation family business on a mission to create a sustainable future for people, products, and our planet. We're proud to help the important work of the United Nations at COP28. For more information about Myers, the awesome products we manufacture, and our commitment to sustainability, click the link below in the show notes or reach out to me on LinkedIn or just through the Substack app. Join Myers in building a greener future, one package at a time. Now is the time to go beyond recycling. SmartSolve pioneers certified bio-based water-soluble packaging technologies that empower consumers and businesses to effortlessly reduce plastic waste. Their non-toxic materials quickly and completely disperse when combined with water and agitation, thus making them easily recyclable, biodegradable, and even zero waste. If zero waste packaging interests you, you can contact them at info@smartsolve.com, info@smartsolve.com. This is some really incredible technology. I'm excited to see where it goes. Thanks to SmartSolve for sponsoring the podcast.
Live from Studio 3, this is Packaging Today with Evelio Matos.
No, that's not it.
Yeah. All right, guys. What's up? How's it going, everybody? What do we got? It's freaking daylight savings time.
Ugh. Boo.
That's the worst.
No cap. Daylight savings time is not the Riz.
It is not buzzing. No. It's not bussing.
It's not even double decker bussing.
Dude, and we don't even change our time.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Wait. Why does it suck for you? You should be complaining.
Yeah.
What time is it there?
Because now it's 7:30. I used to join this at 8:30 because it's 7:30 Pacific. Now I get it earlier.
Got it.
So. Yeah. Oh, man. So early.
So your time doesn't change. Just everything else changes.
Yeah. Everything around us changes. That's the crummy part.
Yeah.
We should just Oregon.
I feel like, by the way, sorry, Corey, but I feel like we're in the middle. We are going to see a rematch between Biden and Trump. But I feel like if somebody were to just run off the platform, like, I'm going to make daylight savings time go away. Like 90% of America would be like, I don't care what else you stand for. I'm in, sir or man.
You got my vote.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, 100%, man. I think that'd be crazy. What, all right, man. So just let's get started. So if you're watching this, if you're listening to this, just drop us a note where you're coming from. I know we get people from like all over the world, from like Texas and Georgia, and all the way as far as Puerto Rico. So let's see how far we get.
All the places Evelio grew up.
Why don't we show live on LinkedIn?
It should be.
We are live on LinkedIn.
Go to my page.
No, go to my page.
Go to my page.
Go to one of our pages and see if it's should be live on there, sir.
Yeah. I even put mine up on my MySpace page. I'm pretty.
Oh, man. That's where I checked. Watching it with Tom right now.
Dang it. No, it didn't. It didn't live stream there yet. Soon enough.
All right, man. That's crazy. Let me see what's going on. But yeah, just go ahead and drop us a line. I'm going over to Adam's page and we are live there.
Okay. And so, Hugh is commenting from the deepest, darkest corner of North Carolina.
That's right.
Good morning, Hugh.
Did you know a little known fact about Hugh? is that Hugh is from Wales, but does not speak any Welsh, which really disappointed me. I really,
we're getting all the way out to London.
Does he say aluminium?
Aluminium, I believe is how it's pronounced. They use the lu, and they, when they drink too much liquid death from their aluminium.
Yes.
And nailed all it. Right.
All right. So, all right. So good stuff, man. Let's get started.
Hold up. Breaking news. Fred is in Minneapolis. Fred Richards. Hello.
What we got? Wait. We've got breaking news. We've got a breaking news soundtrack. All right. Check this out. You guys ready?
Yeah. It didn't work. Dang it, Charlie!
Nothing.
No, you messed it. We were playing with it all morning long. Hang on. Do I have it on mine? Let me see. Do I have it on mine?
You don't have this. You do not have this.
Can I do this one?
Fred Richards coming in live from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Fred, tell us, why are you in Minneapolis, and are you going to go visit?
That was in House of the Rising Sun facility.
Yeah, not that you don't get this at all.
No, I mean it's very faint.
God, yeah, turn the sound up on it.
Fred is also Welsh, by the way, and I believe speaks Welsh, unlike you. Not. Classic. So, Fred, are you going to go visit our friends at my while you're in Minneapolis? You totally should. Hit me up. I'll have you go by, see the facility. Maybe you can bring some samples back for your lovely
museum of packaging.
Museum. Yes.
Do you have any ancient packaging there?
We do. We actually probably do, now that I think about it.
Oh, we got Malin, who's he's producing us. He wants us to get back to the subject. All right, back to the subject.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. He's right.
Focused. Compostable packaging.
Compostable packaging.
Oh, yes.
Wait, first, what about the icons? What about the logos? Do those work? Or are those also? Yes, Fred, Wednesday, right. You can see them.
So I was at SUSPAC.
Yeah.
2024 in Chicago last week, and learned from Nick Lapis, who's the director of advocacy at the Californians Against Waste, that if nothing changes with laws on the books as of now, compostable packaging will be illegal in California as of 2026.
Will make it illegal in almost every state by 2026.
Everyone will follow suit, is our understanding, is our expectation. Now, we've got a year and a half or so to change that, but it looks like that's what's going to happen.
Well, the materials list will be approved by July of 2024.
Right.
And so there's obviously, you can change a lot of stuff through legislation, but that was definitely breaking news. Avelio, hit it. Breaking news.
Womp womp. My soundtrack doesn't work. Hey, but all right. So here's the thing. So when Adam says that if it happens in California, then it'll be all the U.S. will adopt to it. It's not that every state will change. It's just that you can't make packaging for California and you can't make packaging for the rest of the country. So what happens is you just have to, you adjust your packaging to whatever the strictest laws are. And if that means that it's not compostable and it's illegal in California, you're not going to only sell to 49 states.
Let's break this down for one quick second here. Corrugated boxes.
I thought you were talking about me.
I am.
Corrugated.
Corrugated on the TikToks. Corrugated is, in fact, compostable, correct? I mean, you don't ever see it like classified.
It would compost. Yeah. Yeah.
Theoretically, it could be folding carton board. Theoretically, set up boxes with, set up chipboard, set up boxes could be. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine a world in which those materials that you will have no folding cartons and no corrugated boxes allowed in the state of California. That's not what the law is saying, correct?
Correct. It's got to be around claims, right? You can't make those claims
because those things are recyclable. And so what the law will say is that packaging has to be reusable, recyclable, or compostable. But then there has to be an approved list of items on those three lists. And the third list, the compostable list right now, is empty. Nothing approved yet. And that's what he was saying is nothing has been approved as of compostable. And let's talk about why. The compost facilities, the industrial compost facilities, don't want those materials. That's what I posted on LinkedIn, because they're not breaking down as they have been promised to.
Yeah. Well, when you're testing compostability, you're testing one lot of material. You're not testing it with a combination of everything else through, you know, an industrial composter. Yeah. Right? And then who knows what other variations of packaging are in there as well. It's just not happening.
Would it be similar to saying like, sorry, man, you can finish your statement. I got something in my throat.
Nice. All right. You threw me off with your coughing, dude. That's disgusting. Okay.
It was so bad.
Super it was so bad.
My point was, if you said plastics, like PET is recyclable, aluminum is recyclable, and corrugated is recyclable, but if you threw them all into the same recycling stream at the exact same time, none of them would actually get recycled, even though all three of them independently are in fact recyclable. Mm.
He was very clear that it must be curbside recyclable, must be able to go into your blue bin easily for consumers. His expectation is making it like the drink aisle, where you walk down, you can grab a PET bottle or an aluminum can or a glass bottle. All of those things are recyclable curbside in California.
Awesome. So I think if you're dealing with any type of compostable plastics or compostable packaging at the moment, you know, throw it up here in the comments. Let us know if you're considering shifting away from that or what you've heard as well. Or maybe you've got a new material out there that's looking pretty cool. I know the team over at Wolmi, they're doing, you know, it is compostable. It recycles with paper. They've basically created an aerated version of paper fiber that compresses and squishes like an EPS foam. So those guys are doing some pretty cool stuff. I do, not to kind of rush through this, but we do have another segment today, and I don't have audio to introduce these guys.
Hey, real quickly, I will, Valentina. Yes, this will be recorded. Lives on YouTube. It lives on LinkedIn. The audio is on our podcast, and I think that things like PVOH are in fact the problematic. The compostable films are the things that are causing a lot of the situation, the problems right now. So anyway,
I would assume the volume as well.
I got to interview Valentina and the team from Smart Solve. Check out that podcast. It was really good. But maybe this is separate from what they're doing, which is
dissolvable
packaging. Maybe that's a whole different category that we haven't been adding into these conversations enough. So check out that podcast. Really insightful. Their tampon packaging for her company Day is totally flushable.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. I did a TikTok about it, and people are super excited about it. So
I love it.
Yeah. Sorry. It's okay. Bad jokes. All right. So what we got next is, any questions on compostable, keep throwing them in the comments. Let us know. But I was scrolling through Instagram, and I saw this group of people that were throwing their box down some stairs, and they're like, our packaging is not working. So I'm like, and this was like yesterday, the day before. I'm like, well, all right, first thing, let's get these guys on the show. I'm going to add them to the stage here, because I think if there's anybody that can help them, it would be this group of people. And we can talk about compostable, we can talk about recyclable. So I'm going to bring to the stage, we've got Fran and Nico with, hey, how's it going, guys? You guys are on.
Hey, there we go. Hey guys. Good to meet you.
You do.
Nice to meet you.
So you guys have a company. What is the name of your company?
It's Pistachio.
Pistachio. And it is a pistachio butter.
Yeah, we make pistachio spreads.
Yeah. And what did you guys do? You have packaging, and you guys have a beautiful glass jar, and now you're shipping, and it's breaking.
It is. Exactly. Yes. Yeah, we have a glass jar. We also got some like custom boxes with like inserts. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that once we started shipping those custom boxes, the inserts were not like tight enough. So the jars were like moving around a little bit too much.
The insert and was flopping too.
Yeah.
And everything we sent got to destination broken. So we're like, okay, we need to find a better solution. So we started trying different ways to package it. And we went to the stairs where you saw us. And
we were just throwing them around.
And we tested it out to see what was working and what was not.
Yeah. And you guys are all over the place. Look, even Valentina has seen your videos. Like everybody has seen these videos.
And she's in all the way from England. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like reaching far and wide. Do you guys have a box you can show us?
You're from Portland too, right?
We are, yes.
Yeah,
me too. Great Northwest.
Let's go.
Cool. All right. So then if you've got a glass jar, Adam, like what's the first thing you're thinking of?
Boy, lots of things. I mean, I guess I'd be curious, like, so is it being packed and shipped primarily in the US or is it,
yes.
is it okay? And it's going from Portland.
Yes.
So glass is obviously an incredible material. But you've clearly discovered one of the drawbacks, which is it can be broken easier than like a clear PET container would be. So, you know, I would definitely connect up with someone like Corey, honestly, around the secondary packaging, because I say this often, right? There's nothing sustainable about broken things, right? Like the very first function of packaging is, in fact, does it get from point A to point B safely, right? That's got to be the most important thing. And so there is actual testing that you can do. Obviously, there's the Instagram testing, but there are labs that do this type of testing. It's called ISTA, ISTA testing. And they'll do like vibration testing. So what can happen sometimes, you can have something that's made that looks really nice on the inside. And we saw this with, we did another unboxing what was the company where we saw the insert?
Oh, the ripping? Yeah.
Were tearing. Yeah. And so what was happening is as the vibration was happening in the truck, it wasn't just, sands. You know, it wasn't just like the UPS driver chucking something against the door. But it was starting to tear the inserts, and then the product was starting to move. And then when that big drop hits, that's when
something. Yeah.
Good point.
There's many different ways, though, to protect the beautiful glass. You know, not seeing it, obviously, I'd be completely guessing. But I should watch the Instagram video. Is probably
it was really interesting. What you guys were doing was great, and it was fun to watch. What I noticed was you're using plastic, and I'd like to suggest, and I'd like to send you this for free. This is the Scotch Cushion Lock. It's a paper alternative to plastic bubble. And I think the number one thing I noticed about your packaging, it was too thin. It was too small. You need about 2 inches of cushion, for industrial packaging. And like Adam and Avelia were saying, we have ISTA labs. We can test that for you. Do some drop testing, but I think you just need more cushioning and more space and make sure it's tight. We call it blocking and bracing. You want those glass jars to be tight so they won't shift. They won't let that inertia build up when it drops, and then they won't break.
Okay. So
we actually did something at it was at PAC Expo, I think, with that Scotch. Like we wrapped some glass, I just dropped it. Like just the glass with the lock. And I was like, are you sure? He was like, yeah. I'm like, okay. And I just dropped it from, you know, I'm 7 feet tall.
Right.
I'm not. I'm 5 foot.
Six five, at least.
Average human size. And I just dropped it. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that was pretty helpful. So, yeah, I agree. That stuff's awesome.
Right, but here's the question. Brand Eco, this is a startup, right? You're just getting off the ground. Have you already bought packaging that's custom for this product?
Yes,
we did. Yeah,
that's the packaging that didn't work, and it is way too thin, and that was the issue.
Right. So this is kind of what happens with a lot of startups: is like you spend all this time to develop a product, and you're so focused on the product, and then you get packaging that's designed, and you're like, oh, that looks amazing, and then you're like, let's place the order, and you probably place a minimum order quantity. So how many of these boxes did you buy?
We got 2,000. We got 1,000 for two jars, and 1,000 for six jars.
Wow. Okay. So then my biggest concern is 1,000 for six jars, right? Because if the one for two jars isn't working, the one for six jars is definitely not going to work. And, you know, each jar has its cost. Each, you know, the product, the, you know, the MSRP on these guys, there's a cost there that you can't afford to break one jar when you're shipping it.
Yeah.
So without doing ISTA testing, without doing all these things, like what can a startup do? You know, Corey, like what would be the first thing that you would look at? Like maybe replacing that insert with a Scotch cushion lock, right? Like,
yes.
You know, you kind of feel like, sorry, you kind of feel like, well, I paid for this insert. I want to be able to send it and have it display this way.
So we
sometimes you got to cut. Yeah. Sometimes you got to cut your losses and be like, I can't use this because it's not going to work. Yeah. What's my next option?
We call it the shake test. If you shake the box and you don't hear it moving, you're probably okay with the bracing. Now, the cushioning needs to be tested by actually dropping it. And that's as simple as drawing a line at 36 inches and dropping it. And then picking it up, dropping it on another side. You can do all 16 points if you have the time. But the point is you need to drop it on your own to save from the shipping costs and all of that. It's very simple. The first time I went to Amazon, I went to their lab. All they had was a bunch of college students dropping boxes from 36 inches up. It was very simple testing. Wow. Mm-hmm. And it worked. You know, they were proving that the packaging either worked or it didn't. It was a pass or fail grading system. And I think what you could do is, like Avelio is saying, you want to still be able to use the packaging that you've purchased, but maybe you need a little bit more for this one for now. Maybe you need one more box that's larger, and then you add void fill around that box or cushioning around that additional layer. Now you can use that packaging that you've purchased.
So I've been on the other side as a, like, I one time made packaging for a company that failed in shipping. So we made like some custom inserts. We thought we did the right testing and it failed. And it was, they bought a little bit more, but it was a startup, right? And they came to our company and they said, hey, this isn't working. And we gave them a credit because at the end of the day, if you ask the right questions, right? And if you're not belligerent about it, and you two seem like very kind humans. And so, you know, having a conversation with them and saying, hey, the insert that you designed does not work. It doesn't. And that's the primary function of packaging. If you haven't had that conversation with them, I would go have it and see if you can get a full credit back on it. You know, because as a startup, you can't, every dollar matters. I mean, it matters in non-startup world, but it's a really big deal. And you're trying to change the world with pistachio butter, which sounds delicious, by the way. And,
So the question is, now to say the question to Fran and Nico is, you know, have you had that conversation?
Not yet. We reached out to them. We sent an email telling them that this happened, and we sent some pictures too. And they were like, let's try to work on like another solution, because we told them we need like thicker boxes. And then we reached out about a possible like refund or something. And then they were like, we need to talk to the team and everything. So hopefully, because honestly,
at least a credit for the next order could potentially be something we could get.
I would focus on the current order. Right, because there's no point in getting a credit on your next order if you can't sell through what you have now.
Yeah.
Right. And I would say another thing they can do is maybe they can rework that insert. Maybe they can make that in a heavier board, like a B flute or a BC or some kind of combination of these corrugated inserts. And instead of doing a die cut for the jar to go into, create, you know, these folds where you create the walls that divide the product. That's the biggest thing.
I think that's what we're gonna do next,
and that's what we're trying to do already with the jars that we have in those two boxes. But where you just right now, from all the comments we got, we started to use like packing paper and just fill it all around the jars. And then we have these like those bubble wraps that we have that are plastic. They actually come with the jars that we already buy, and so we're just reusing them. We save them all and then we put them back in.
Good idea.
And
kind of like a little insert, but made of paper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it survived the stair test. So we felt pretty comfortable shipping them yesterday again.
Yeah, no, it's a challenge. And I think for anybody that's out there, any startup that's out there, you know, Joanna says, I just hit the wrong one here, but Joanna wants to do this in Espanol, and we can do this in Espanol too. But Valentina says, you know, adding a fragile sign on the outside can also be helpful. Yeah, it all depends on the person that's handling it. So, you know, that could be something as well, like just glass.
You can just buy a little fragile, pre-printed fragile stickers from any like industrial supply company and just slap UPS that on the outside. Told us
they didn't have them and they don't really use them or pay attention to them.
Yeah, that's the challenge. You know, you can also look at other, you know, whether you're going through UPS or you're going through the Postal Service or FedEx, like finding, you know, who's doing the best for you, and you know, getting, you know, if you get an account with FedEx, maybe that's going to be a little bit cheaper. But I'd say if you're out there and you're a startup and you're like, how do I get started in packaging? It's so important to do the testing up front, right? Get a sample, even dropping it down the stairs like you did. Like I would do that and see what happens. But if you'd be interested, you know, you can send one of the guys on here a pack or some pictures, and we can come back and be like, hey, here's like maybe step one, step two. Things that we would recommend, because we see this every day.
Just meet up with Corey in Portland.
Oh, that's true. He's right. Yeah, he's like up the street.
You don't have to ship anything.
Yeah, I'll come meet you guys. I'd be happy to.
We'll do our stair test.
Bring you some samples.
That'd be amazing. I'd love to see Corey doing the stair test with you guys. but no, I just wanted to introduce you guys to the guy that will probably be able to give you all the solutions right here. Mr. His name is even corrugated because he does cardboard so much.
Happy to help. Excited to meet you both. And thank you, Avelio, for sending me their videos. Really cool. It makes us all sad to see packaging that fails. So we like to fix it. It's top priority for us.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't build a business if packaging doesn't work. So
that's great.
Excellent. I hope this was somewhat helpful for you guys. At least you've got some next steps. And if you're listening to this and you're like, why are these guys helping these guys? Because we have to help startups, right? Like startups need all the help they can get. And a lot of times when you're just beginning, you work with a company that's doing packaging for you, and that may be the smallest order that they're getting. So they're not necessarily focused on, not that they're doing something bad, but it just takes a little bit more steps to go through it.
Valentina brings up a good point, by the way. There's a company that you should check out that I've recommended some e-commerce people called Label, LABLPX.com. If you haven't seen them, they're an e-commerce company. Okay. And they you don't pay them. So it's just an additional thing on your site where a customer can select like an extra dollar or something like that. And then if there is breaking, then they help cover the cost of that. So you might want to check them out as well. And I'm happy to make an introduction. That's an awesome point, Valentina. We should have Valentina on the show.
We should.
Yeah, we should. She's awesome.
Next.
And let's talk about Avelio. So this is kind of a new segment. Avelio's idea of packaging 911. We're here to help. If you have an issue with your packaging, it's broken, it's damaged, it's not working as you hoped, come on the show and we'll talk through your issue. I love it.
Yeah, 100%. Brad, Nico, thank you guys so much for taking the time to join us. Corey will reach out to you guys. You guys will connect. So hopefully this was helpful. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us.
All right, what's the website?
It's pistachio.co. That's C-O.
Pistachio with a K.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So I thought that was kind of cool.
That was fun.
Great.
I hope you're out there watching. You're like, all right, that was kind of neat. Or if you're a startup and you're like, hey, how do I get started? How do I do this? Like, reach out to any of us.
By the way, I was going to bring up have you guys seen those expandos before? I think we've talked about it before, the like interlocking paper things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are great.
Those guys at Pack Expo again. I think they would send them a bag of those things.
This could be FlexiHex. This could be expandos. This could be Scotch Cushion Lock. There's so many, products that are available that could solve this problem, and they don't need to invest in a whole bunch of custom packaging for it.
Yeah.
I know, work with the team over at United Sodas of America. Like, you know, they're sending a 12 pack of soda and they wanted them all to lay down flat. And we talked about like molded fiber. We talked about all these different things, but it's all about cost, right? Like molded fiber, if you're only doing 2,000, you're not gonna be able to afford it, right? Like the tooling alone will is in, especially for something that's gonna hold six jars, it'll be pretty big.
Yeah.
That's the only
there are a lot of stock options now, which is good. Yeah. But you're right. Yeah, if you have to invest in the tooling, it can be cost prohibitive.
Yeah. So good stuff, man. Hopefully, Corey, you get a chance to meet with these guys, get to knock out some TikToks, and then come back next week and let us know how it goes and what happens. I want to see I want to see those two guys and girls like knock this thing out and grow a company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome, man. So if you got questions, let us know. Throw them in here. Otherwise, we're gonna wrap this up. Do you have any last anything last you want to throw in here, Adam? Corey?
I
feel like I sucked the wind out of this. Like all these excitement's gone.
No.
It doesn't work.
I'm excited.
Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Pick it up. Devil's in the house of the rising sun.
Yeah. That's terrible. That was the worst thing that's ever happened on the show.
All right. So you heard it.
Unfortunately.
Like loud and clear.
Totally. 100%. I heard the whole thing. It was as worse. It sounded worse than it did in my own head when I was singing it when I was down in Georgia. Threw my stuff off. That's our outro. We've already lost. Everyone is tuned out.
Sorry, everyone.
I apologize in advance.
The best packaging rapper. You know who that is? The top five best packaging rappers? It's Adam. Because you spit fire, dude.
Yeah.
I spit straight fire.
That's it.
We should come out with an EP. It'll just be about beat boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just about 100%. Beat
packaging. There's so many references here. This is gonna be fun.
It's gonna be we've got bubble wrap. That's another one. We could rap about analogs.
Send in your suggestions to the show. We're
interested. Adam will sing them.
Give these sheets the Corona treatment.
Ooh, Hugh wants a ringtone. That'd be great.
100%. That ringtone will be available on the website.
At packagingfashion.com, you can buy a ringtone of me singing. Kevin went down to Georgia through my cell phone, recorded on the internet.
Yeah. No, Levi's right. We need to connect it. Music and packaging.
Love it.
That's going to be the best. Ooh, we could go full Andre 3000 and make a fluting album.
Mm.
Dude, 100%.
It's going to be 100%. It'll be kind of an outcast album, though.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you. This is the end. This is the end here.
The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Pick it up, no. Devil's in the house of the rising sun.
Pick
it up, no.
Make it stop. Kill the recording.
I love hearing Corey, and he's like, "Yeah, he's like getting groovy with it all." He's your hype man.
We're still live on the internet.
Best show ever.
Live from Studio 3. This is Packaging Today with Evelio Matos, Adam Peel, and Corey Connor.
Modern consumers want modern buying experiences, and they don't just want them, they expect them. Beyond killer on-site buying experiences, consumers expect seamless experiences from checkout to delivery. And when things go wrong, and they do a lot, we know this in the packaging industry, they expect the brand to make it right and make it right quickly. In fact, 89% of consumers say they stop buying from a brand after just one bad buying experience. That's where Label comes in. Label Protect is a brand-first, buyer-focused protection solution that's uniquely designed to make shipping issues a thing of the past. Instead of leaving your buying experience to chance, you can give your customers peace of mind at checkout, knowing their orders are 100% covered from loss, theft, damage, and more. And with a 98% claim approval rate, 24-hour resolution time, and best-in-class revenue share, Label reduces customer support overhead, protects your bottom line, increases profits, and most importantly, Label keeps your customers coming back for more. Whether you ship 100 orders a month or 100,000, it's time to make the final mile part of your competitive advantage with Label. You can learn more by clicking the link in the show notes or going to labelpx.com. That's labelpx.com.
Hey, congrats. You made it to the end of the podcast. If you're looking for more great podcast material in the packaging industry, please check out Sustainable Packaging with Corey Connors and the newly redesigned Package Unboxed with Avelio Matos. Go find them wherever you listened to this podcast. Thanks, everybody.